He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday. Actually, it's Tuesday already. The Tuesday morning, May 28th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I was on Bloomberg Radio on Friday with Betty Lou, and Betty Lou asked me, what do you think of this market? And I said, well, you know, Betty, that four-year bull market, from my perspective, is still intact. And boy, is it intact today. Look at this. Can you believe this? The Dow is up 202 points. That's right. You heard it right. We're up 202 points on this Tuesday morning. We're at 15,505 on the Dow. The S&P is up 22 points. Wow, that's a 1.37% gain. It's at 1,672. We've got the NASDAQ. Where is the NASDAQ? I don't see the NASDAQ today. The NASDAQ's up like 45. There it is, up 45 points today. Well, that's a big move. We've got the euro at 1.29. We've got the 10-year bond. Now, there I see a little bit of a few frowny faces on this one. Those folks that are heavily weighted in the bond market. I see the 10-year yield at 2.05%. We're above 2. This is pushing a high for the year right now on interest rates, which I've been warning about for quite some time now. I see gold, nary a response to this big market rally. Gold is down $4.80 this morning to $13.81. I've been out of gold for well over a year, maybe a year and a half. Oil is up $1.53 this morning. Big spike in oil. It's at $95.68 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And I was on, like I said, on the Bloomberg Radio on Friday with Betty Lou at 9 a.m. Pacific time, so that would have been noon on the East Coast, and she asked me what I thought of this current market, and I said, Betty, this four-year-old plus, it's now 4 years and 2 months old bull market is still intact. But at the same time, I am probably more vigilant today than I have been in a long time. Now, I remain almost fully invested. The only place I've really raised a little bit of cash is in the dividend-paying stock area, as they've come under a little bit of pressure here recently with Mr. Bernanke's comments last week. What did Ben say? Well, I quoted it in my newsletter, and I'll let you decipher it, okay? Here's what Ben Bernanke said last week. If, okay, it starts off with an if. That's always worthy of taking note of in the stock market. If we see continued improvement and we have confidence that that's going to be sustained, then we could, all right, there's another big, we could in the next few meetings take a step down in our pace of purchases. And of course, by purchases, he means those purchases of bonds that he's been making to keep interest rates low. Then he goes on with another if. If we do that, it would not mean that we are automatically aiming towards a complete wind down. Rather, we would be looking beyond that to see how the economy evolves, and we could either raise or lower our pace of purchases going forward. So you got two ifs, a rather, and a could. Could, would, should, all in the same paragraph. He's good, boy. He's better than a politician in not exactly staking out his position there, isn't he? He says, you know, we might next time around, We might take a little step back from our rate of purchases, but only if the economy looks good at that time. And then even if we do step back, we can always step forward and pick up the pace again. So, you know what? I mean, look, the biggest threat to this current bull is the Fed taking away the punch bowl. That's the biggest threat out there to ending the party. And as you can see, as for now, the party continues. But his comments put me on high alert, okay? No, I still am fully invested. My aggressive growth accounts are up about 2% right now today. My conservative growth account up about 1.75% today. They're up big time for the year. If you want to know where those portfolios are at and what I own in those portfolios, you could go to my website, which is pwstreet.com. We're going to send out a bunch of newsletters today. We had a lot of requests over the weekend. We obviously took the weekend off, so this morning we'll be sending out a slew of newsletters. If you'd like for us to send a newsletter to you, you can go to the website at pwstreet.com. Okay, let's begin today by looking at the big picture once again. The big picture is the overall market. Let's look at a chart of the S&P 500. Bernanke's comments caused a little stir. Last week, we had one day last week where we were up 150, much like today. And by the end of the day, we were down 100. We had a 250-point swing intraday in the market after those comments that I just quoted from Mr. Bernanke. But in the end, the overall damage to the market was minimal. I called it a pimple on the butt of an elephant last week. That's about how big the damage was. Hardly noticeable. The S&P 500 pulled back to its 20-day moving average. Now, if you look at my newsletter over the weekend and the chart I showed of the market, I pointed out that I watched three moving averages on the market. I watched the 20-day moving average, which is short-term. That's the short term. As long as the market's above the 20-day moving average, we say that the short-term health of the market is good. The next moving average is the 50-day moving average, which is considered intermediate term. The market has been above its 50-day moving average since last December. The intermediate term health of the market is still very healthy. And the last moving average is the 200-day moving average. That's kind of the moving average of last resort. You really don't want to see the market drop below its 200-day moving average because that's the long-term moving average. And, of course, the long-term of this market is still, well, is still very, very healthy. So everything's still intact. You got the 20-day moving average. We're still above it. The 50-day moving average, we're still above it. The 200-day moving average, we're still way above it. Okay, we also had another occurrence last week that rattled the nerves of equity investors, and it happened overseas in Japan. Japan has been making a parabolic move since mid-December when they decided, hey, Bernanke, what you're doing over there in America, we'll show you. We're going to buy back much more than just bonds. We're going to buy back real estate investment trusts and ETFs and stocks and mutual funds. And I mean, nothing is off the plate here. And that started a parabolic move in Japan. We've seen since that time about a 35% move in the Japanese markets. Our markets have had a 20% move since December. Their markets have had a 35% move since December, and it's been going like mad. Well, finally, in the middle of last week, finally, there was a correction day where their market was down 7% in just one day. That also rattled the nerves of investors. But is it unusual, however, for an asset class like Japanese stocks to have that kind of a correction after the parabolic move it's made? Absolutely not. So that had little impact, obviously, on our markets. All right. So, I told a little story in my newsletter over the weekend about a fishing trip I went on one time. And we went out in some seas that weren't bad when we left. We went salmon fishing up the central coastline of California, where it's kind of remote. We were the only boat up there. We had some good salmon fishing. We needed one more fish to fill our limit. We were getting a little bit greedy, and the seas were starting to rise a little bit, as they do in the afternoons off that central coast. The bottom line of the story is you don't want to stay too long because you could get in trouble. That's why I'm very vigilant right now. But I'm still fully invested. When we come back, I'll talk about why I'm still fully invested. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look at where the markets are year to date. That's always a good thing to keep in perspective. Let's just start out with the emerging markets, all right? Now, I don't know what's in your portfolio, but if your person, your money manager, or you are heavily weighted in the emerging markets, that has been a horrible place to be. I have virtually no exposure whatsoever to the emerging markets. The emerging markets are down year to date 3.8%. If you're heavily weighted in China, that's the worst place. One of the worst places you can be this year. The China index is down 9.6% year to date. Now, that contrasts with the domestic U.S. stocks. And I've been saying week after week after week after week that the best asset classes right now continue to be small cap and mid cap domestic stocks. It's very, very important to be in the right areas of the market. And that's been the sweet spot of the market for quite some time. Now, while the emerging markets are down on average 3.8% year to date, the S&P 500 is up 15.5%. The NASDAQ is up 14.5%. That sweet spot, the S&P small cap index is up 16% year to date. The mid cap index, the S&P 400 is up 16.4% to date. That continues to be the sweet spot of the market. The bond market, it's down 3.1% year to date. So if you're in a balanced fund, half bonds, half stocks, the bond market is pulling down your returns. You might say, well, yeah, but in a down market, the bond market's going to keep me more stable. Well, I am just not a believer in the bond market at all right now. I think there's extreme risk there. I've been showing a three-year chart of the bond market for the last several weeks in my newsletter. It looks perilous to me. What is the biggest risk to our bond market? Well, now you can throw in the Fed ratcheting back on its asset purchase program. That's going to send interest rates higher. They're already at 2.05%, which is the highest we've seen in quite some time here, all right? If you're still hanging on to your gold, gold is also a very poor asset class to be invested in right now. Commodities are a poor asset. Precious metals are a poor asset class right now. So the big picture of the market, the big picture, okay, we're stepping back. We're looking at the overall chart of the market. We're looking at how the market's doing year to date versus other asset classes around the world. And we have to say to ourselves, this thing is still intact for now. All right, now how long will it remain intact? Well, you know what? I don't know. It's been 50 months. It's been 48 plus 2, yeah, 50 months that this bull market has been going up. That's a primary uptrend. That's called a bull market. Now, let's look inside. Let's lift up the hood. All right, it looks shiny on the outside, doesn't it? You ever go look at a used car, looks shiny on the outside. They've got it all polished up. You know, got that fresh smell, a little bit of armor all. Let's open up the hood and look underneath the hood, all right? What's inside? Let's take a look at the asset classes, the moving parts, the engine of the market, all right? What are the leading asset classes this week? Has there been any change since last week? How do I rank the asset classes? I rank them in my app, the Best Stocks Now app. It ranks the asset classes. Oh, I don't know what there is, 20 to 25 different asset classes that you have to choose from with your dollars, with your investable dollars. The number one ranked asset class this week, small cap value. Number two, small cap dividend. Number three, mid-cap value. Number four, small-cap growth. Number five, mid-cap growth. This is all risk-on stuff, right? As I go a little further down the list, I see micro-cap. I see large-cap. I see all stock indexes. I see the NASDAQ up there near the top. Equities continue to be the number one ranked asset class. How important is that to know? How important has it been to know that fact over the last several months, even the last couple of years here? Vital. Look, since the fiscal cliff in December, we're up over 20% in the markets. The equities have been the leading asset classes all throughout this whole period of time. Looking at this chart alone kept me in equities during the fiscal cliff concerns. Did we have any significant change this week versus last week? No. It's all the go-go asset classes that continue to lead the market. It's small cap this, it's mid cap that, it's technology this, it's micro cap that. Risk on is still the place to be. It's also important to be vigilant, however, which I'll get to in a moment. Now, let's just take a look at the bottom, the worst asset classes to be in. You know, this will also provide a clue to us at some point in the future that things are starting to change in the market. These lagging asset classes will start to rise. But for now, we've had no change once again this week. What do you think the very worst place to be invested is? Being short the market. That's right. If you're short the market, you know, I read a guy, he gets quoted, he gets on TV all the time. And I just wonder if the guy's ever right. I have never seen this guy be right. He's an old gray-haired sage that is quoted. He's a media hog. He's everywhere. And he continues to be a bear on this market. I read again over the weekend. I'm not going to mention his name. You can figure it out for yourself. He is a big bear on the market. He's not changing his mind. And he admits he was wrong on Apple, which he's been wrong on for I don't know how long. Being short the market is the worst place you can absolutely be. Just look at a chart of SH. Maybe we should add two letters to that to know what it looks like. The S&P 500 inverse is horrible. If you're short the market, not only are you wrong, you're getting crushed. Absolutely crushed. You can't even like coming to work every day. No wonder this is the most hated rally of all time. If you're short the market, I guess you really hate this rally, like this knucklehead that's on TV all the time. The second worst place to be is gold, precious metals. The third worst place to be is cash. These continue to be the worst places to be. I'll add in one more, the emerging markets. That's the wrong neighborhood to be driving in right now in the market. The right neighborhoods continue to be small cap, mid cap, domestic equities. Now, I also believe in being very, very vigilant right now. Why? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson's The Best Stocks Now, Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We are heard Monday through Friday, various times throughout the country because of the time zones and whatnot. But I do the show live from my office here in Southern California every morning. And then it goes out to the different time zones. And the aim of the show is to keep you in the right areas of the market, in the right, well, number one, you have to decide first whether you're going to be in the market or out of the market. Number two, the market's a big thing. The market includes bonds, foreign stocks, precious metals, small caps, mid cap. I mean, that runs the whole gamut. My second goal is to keep you in the right areas of the market. The third goal of the show is to get even more specific. I mean, the name of the show is Best Stocks Now. Stocks aren't always the best place to be in the market, and sometimes it's the worst place to be, and you don't want to have any exposure to the stock market. Obviously, for the last 4 years and 2 months now, we've seen the S&P 500 go from 666 to its current levels of 1,400. You know what? I mean, what has been the best place to be? The stock market obviously has been the best place to be. It won't always be that way. That's why we have to remain ever vigilant. And I think the Fed's comments last week, they didn't rattle me out of the market at all. I took a look at the individual parts. In fact, I said last week, before we had the leave for the weekend, for the three-day weekend, I said I fully expected to say that the correction is now in place in the market. But as I looked at all the individual stocks throughout the day, I came away with a completely different conclusion, that the Fed speak had very little effect on the market. However, at the same time, the Fed is signaling that at some point they're going to take the punch bowl away. And I believe that that's the biggest threat that we have to the market right now. That's why I am currently on high alert. Yes, I'm enjoying the new highs. Yes, I'm enjoying so many of my biotechs and building stocks continuing to break out and hit new highs. But I'm also on high alert. Maybe I'm always on high alert, but I guess I'm just on a little bit more high alert than ever. In fact, on Friday, I put up the yellow flag. That doesn't mean that we're going to stop the race. If you watch the Indianapolis 500 over the weekend, when the yellow flag went up, they continued to proceed forward. In fact, the winner, he won under a yellow flag. You can still win the race under a yellow flag. It just means that we're going to be cautious right now because of what the Fed had to say about the punch bowl. It's going to put me on high alert. But at the same time, I'm going to watch every one of my stocks individually, and as long as they're holding up well, as long as they're got the value, as long as they've got the performance, as long as the stock chart, which is the final arbiter in my book, I'm going to stick with them for as long as possible, all right? But I don't want to stay at the party for too long either. We've had a good run. It's been 4 years and 2 months. And it may go another year. It may go another 2 years. It may end next week. We have to take it a day at a time, an asset class at a time. We have to look at the big picture constantly. And we also have to drill down and look at our individual stocks on a daily basis. That's what I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're a very, very vigilant money management firm. Because I run the firm, I'm the guy who pulls the trigger on the trades, and I'm a very, very vigilant person by nature, all right? So let's step down one level below the asset classes in the market. In the first half of the show, we determined, or at least I pointed out to you, that the best asset classes to be invested in continue to be small and mid-cap domestic stocks. Hint, 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 all right? And it's been that way for quite some time. We update this every single week in the newsletter. Now, let's go a step further. Small and mid-cap stocks are still a big ocean. Heck, the Russell Small Cap Index is 2,000 stocks, right? The Russell 2000, that's a big ocean to navigate. The ocean, however, is divided up in sectors. Much like the latitude and longitude. You know, if you ever get in trouble in the ocean, the first thing you do is you get on the radio and you give out your coordinates, your latitude and your longitude, your position. The Coast Guard can zero right in on where you are because of those sectors in the market. Well, the market's made up into sectors. And I track those sectors and I rank them every single week. For the umpteenth and 12th week, I don't know how many weeks that is. The biotech sector is the number one sector in the market. And it's a sector where I have a very heavy exposure. In fact, now we're starting to see a lot of articles come out on, boy, biotech is a good place to be in the market. Where were they 2 years ago when I was saying that it was a good place to be in the market? Where were they every week since then when I said it's the best place to be in the market? Now they're just figuring it out. If you think that the TV channels and Barron's and the Wall Street Journal are going to put you into the right areas early in the game, you're wrong. In fact, it's almost just the opposite. When they start talking about a sector that looks good, that's time to really be vigilant. Have your ear to the ground. Biotech was number one last week. The biotech sector is number one again this week. No change. The pharmaceutical sector was number two last week. These are the big drug stocks. Boy, I looked at some charts of drug stocks over the weekend. Bristol Myers, BMY, continues to just bust loose. One of the stocks I own in this area, Variant of VRX. Is it Variant or Valiant? Let me look real quickly. That thing has just absolutely gone crazy on me. Valiant Pharmaceuticals, which is a Canadian drug stock. Boy, has that thing been good to me the last few days. Pharmaceuticals continue to be the number two rated sector in the market. Take your pick. Number three, the home builders. We get the Case-Shiller Index this week, 10.9% year over year. Not quite as good as the equities market, but pretty darn good. If you live in Phoenix, Las Vegas, San Francisco, 20% plus gains. If you're driving to work this morning in the Bay Area and you own a home, you're pounding your fist. Yes, 20% year over year gains in the Bay Area. Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun, 20% plus gains. No wonder the home builders continue to soar. No wonder the stocks that are associated with the home builders, the Lumber Liquidators, the Watsco's, the Trex Lumbers of the world, they continue to soar. The number four sector in the market, no change once again. It's the retail sector. It's the consumer continuing to drive this economy. And rounding out the top is the healthcare sector. We've got 3 million people coming in, 30 million people coming into the system, the medical system. That's driving these stocks higher. If you look at your portfolio, the stocks you own write next to the stock what sector your stocks are in. See if you're heavily weighted in these sectors. Biotech, drugs, healthcare, consumer, and the building sector. Those continue to be the best areas of the market. Now, if you instead you look at your portfolio and you own metals and mining stocks, have you taken a look at the mining stocks lately? Just pull up Barrick Gold, ABX. You want to see an ugly chart? It's as ugly as being short the market. The emerging markets continue to be a very poor place to be. Natural resources, which, you know, include a lot of the precious metals and the mining and the natural resources that we rely on, those natural resources that love a weak dollar, they're not getting a weak dollar right now. They're getting a strong dollar. Why is the U.S. dollar so strong right now? Because of what they're doing in Japan. Japan is absolutely destroying the yen. Just take a look at a chart of the yen. I believe it's FXY. FXY. Take a look at the chart of the yen. In comparison, the dollar looks pretty doggone good next to the yen. And a strong dollar is not good for commodity investors. Now, at some point in time, you know, markets are cyclical, things change, but for now, no change in the leading sectors of the market. It's biotech, it's healthcare, it's pharmaceuticals, it's retail, and it's the building sector. That's the place to be heavily focused currently. When we come back, take a look at an individual stock before the show's over. All right, why not? This is Bill Gunderson, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. All right, so here's what we've determined so far today. Number one, the bull market that is now 50 months old, that began at S&P 666. And we currently have S&P 1673. Is still intact. The S&P is up 1,000 points since March of 2009. How can anybody dispute that fact? All right? And how can anybody not take a look at the a chart of the S&P 500 and say it's still intact? Okay, number two. We analyzed what Bernanke had to say last week, and I still believe that the biggest threat to this current bull market is the Fed taking away the punch bowl. That will calm the waters of the market for quite some time. But at the same time, I don't think the Fed's going to take away the punch bowl until they think that the economy is on firm ground. However, what the Fed said puts me on a very high alert. I've got a lot of stocks that continue to move higher. And I'm not afraid to take a few profits off the table here. But you know what? At the same time, this market bull is still intact. We've determined that the best asset classes, no change from last week, no change from last month, no change from 6 months ago. Small cap and mid cap equities continue to be the best place in the market. Bonds continue to be one of the worst places. Gold continues to be the worst place. Being inverse or short the market, being a bear, you got to be a damned old fool to be a bear, to have been a bear, and to remain stubbornly a bear in this market. I read an article of one such person over the weekend. I just can't believe that the guy gets all this television time and all this notoriety. Is he ever right? Sometimes I wonder, but hey, whatever, you know, pick your gurus wisely is what I have to say about that. We've also determined that the sectors continue to be biotech, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, the consumer, and the building sectors. Those continue to be the leading sectors in the market. All right, so now let's just zero in. There's no guarantees. I'm just going to give you one example. One example of a stock that I featured over the weekend in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com. It's a San Diego biotech called Alnylam, A-L-N-Y. It's a $1.8 billion company. They're working in a very interesting area. RNA interference of the biotech industry. And I think there's a lot of promise there. And biotechs and small caps and equities continue to be one of the best places to be. This stock is right in the center of all of that. It's not a recommendation. It's an example that I'm using here to illustrate my point. Okay, let's take a look at the performance of the stock, because that's the first area, that's the first place that I look to for the stocks that I buy is performance, all right? Alnylam, over the last, over the last 3 years, has delivered 23% per year while the market's up 15. Now, this is a very high-risk kind of a company. They don't have a product right now. They're still kind of a research lab looking for clues to a lot of the disease and maladies that plague us. The stock is up 177% over the last 12 months. the stock is breaking out right now. We can't really put a valuation on the stock because they don't have earnings yet. So we have to go off of performance, and we have to go off of the stock chart at this point in time. But I believe they have the potential for some significant sales and earnings, hopefully in the future at some time, and seems like the market agrees with me. Out of 3,393 stocks that I follow, Alnylam, ALNY, comes in at number 167. And it is a stock that I have recently added to my aggressive growth portfolios. And believe me, this is an aggressive stock. Not a recommendation, just an example. Okay, I want to talk to Craig Brock. Craig, I printed and quoted Ben Bernanke's Fed speak from last week. There were a lot of ifs. There were a lot of we could and this kind of language. But it has rattled the bond market. I see we're at 2.05. And at the same time, we're getting a really strong Case-Shiller report this week.
Yeah, well, the word of the day is catapult. Not only are the equities catapulting, but the housing prices have. Case-Shiller's out. Home prices have leaped the most in 7 years, according to the 20-city index. Prices are up 10.9% versus a year ago. But, Bill, in Los Angeles, they're up 16%, San Diego 12%, and in San Francisco up 22%. This is almost a parabolic move in San Francisco.
22%. And, you know, I noticed, too, the Phoenix and Las Vegas areas are also hotter than the weather right now.
Yeah, they are. Phoenix up 22% as well. This is an amazing move.
And, you know, we were telling people a year ago, over a year ago, that this housing rebound is real. And if people listened to us and bought a little single-family home a year ago in Phoenix or in the Bay Area, they've made 22% better than the stock market on there. Now, let me ask you this, however. Okay, so Bernanke sees these strong numbers come out. What do you think this means to Mr. Ben?
Well, boy, maybe we ought to let the mortgage market stand on its own 2 feet. Maybe we don't need the government purchasing $2 billion a day of mortgage backs.
Exactly. I mean, the Fed, on the other hand, good news in the economy is bad news for interest rates and the bond market. And we're seeing that. We're seeing a little bump up. We're at 2.05%. And we keep saying, Craig, and I still hold the line on this, that now is the time to lock in low interest rates.
You really want to get in before things start to get away from you. It is time to refinance it. The train is starting to leave the station. You can refinance into a 15-year and save a boatload of money.
Yeah, I like that 15-year idea. And just get her done with. Get it over with. Where can we reach Craig Brock?
It's 855-900-3279. Or check me out at craigbrock.com.
All right, and I'm 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.